Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. We're into level two right now. Level one is done, just like the Finns done this evening. 6-1 final score. Game squeaks over the 6.5, unfortunately. I could live with the losing a 2.5, but the total hurt because I double-clicked it, and I had chances to get out of it. And I was like, ah, you know what? It's looking pretty good, actually. The total's all the way down to 4.5. But it ends up catching up to us when it's all said and done. But on to the basketball right now. And we've got a bunch of late-night college basketball, West Coast style, this evening, including the Dons and the Zags. San Francisco and Gonzaga. Gonzaga laying 14.5 in this basketball game tonight, Cam. Totals 152.5. The Dons are really good this year, all right? They're 20-6. They have a 20-6 record, but they get lit up against good teams, and they get lit up on the road. They played, you look at the games that they played on the road against good teams this year, and they've lost by double digits pretty much every time. They've gotten smoked a couple of times. Like, they got lit up by St. Mary's already on the road. So, to me, Cam, this is a Gonzaga murder them type of game here.
Couldn't
even though
agree
San
more.
Francisco are good, but it's deceptive. This is a step up in class for them. They played Gonzaga tough a couple of times a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and it only just kind of pissed Gonzaga off, and Gonzaga have lit them up since then.
You know what it is, Gabe? Remember when Gonzaga lost to Oregon State outright, and they had the revenge game at home and absolutely took the Beavers out to the woodshed, literally and figuratively? Like, they got murdered. And I feel the same thing. Great call by you. Take a look at the San Francisco Dons. They win a lot of games, but this is a big, big separation. Gonzaga to them, huge number two. I think people, it's very attractive to the dog. I'm going to ride the Zags with you. I think the Zags win this game by 20+. Give me Gonzaga over San Francisco.
San Francisco, a good basketball team, but they rely on the three. And when you go on the road, these college teams, the threes don't seem to fall as much as they do when they do on their home courts, which could be – listen, if San Francisco hit a bunch of threes tonight, they're going to be in this game, right? Mm-hmm. But San Francisco aren't great defensively in the interior, and Gonzaga could beat them up a bit. I'm not in love with laying the 14.5. I want to bet the over 152.5. I like Pacific tonight. Pacific, we're getting 11 against Loyola Marymount. We've talked a lot about Pacific this year, but Pacific are another team where they kind of win the game, Pacific, or they do get killed. Like, they're a weird team, Pacific. Like, they'll win, like I said, you look at their games here. Like, they lost by 8-17 to Gonzaga. They beat San Diego by 2. They got absolutely murdered by Santa Clara. They lost 83-49 to Santa Clara. They beat Washington State outright somehow, 70-68. They played Pepperdine. They lost by 16. So you'll notice a theme with Pacific. It's almost like, you know, you take them on the money line. Like, they could either win the game outright every once in a while as a big underdog, or they're just going to get murdered. Tonight, they're getting 11 points against Loyola Marymount. And they're winning the game outright right now. So Pacific is up 41-33 with 16 minutes left in the game. The total right now is 133.5. And we've got UC Santa Barbara going off the board right now against the Anteaters. The Anteaters are 7.5-point favorites right now. It's 6-4 for Santa Barbara. Total 143.5. We've got a late night Hawaii game coming up tonight as well that we'll get to. So the hockey game is done, 6-1. No hockey tomorrow. We've got the NBA All-Star Weekend coming up. And, you know, it's hard to screw up an All-Star game, but somehow the NBA has managed to do it where it's to the point now. And I'm a big mark for the NBA All-Star games in the past. I used to enjoy going and seeing, like, the big-time players like Kobe and stuff like that. I've been to an All-Star game. It was super cool. Well, you know, it's just a litany of superstars. But now, the way they bastardize it and they've split it up and stuff, like, if I was the sports books, I wouldn't like it. You know, it was nice and simple before. It was like, all right, this is the total. It's 363.5. These are the two teams. And you can break it down and handicap it. You look at it now, I don't know who the hell this is. Like, I don't know, like
Team Shaq, Team Candace.
Well, yeah,
team
I don't know. Like, I don't know who the hell's on what team. So now I got to look it up and all this team and this guy's out and he's out. But who plays Cam? And like, it's confusing, worst. Cam. I know, even from a betting perspective. So it's like, all right, I got to handicap this now. Like, you're making it harder on the better here and the fan. You know what I'm saying? Just make it easy.
Yes.
Like,
I couldn't agree more, Gabe.
Team Shaq versus Team Candace. Team Kenny versus Team Chuck.
What?
And listen, and for the record, I like Kenny, Chuck, and Shaq, but they have to be involved in everything.
Exactly.
Great. Why are they picking the All-Star? Like, why are they involved in the All-Star? Like, it's always like, I like that. Like, they care.
Right? But like, this is the worst. I mean?
It's a big All-Star joke. Format. That's the problem. Everyone just, it's a joke.
Gabe, you nailed it. And I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm looking at this stuff going, what the hell's going on here? I got to do work for this? Like, there's so many teams and these guys and Team Shaq, OGs, Team Chuck, like, Gubbles, Young Stars, Rising Star. Enough. It's hard enough in the morning just to put your bets together and do your other things. And now I got to, like, go hit an encyclopedia and go, okay, here we go. This is a very bad move by the NBA, and I think the format reeks, just like you. Amen, brother. It sucks.
For the record, though, I did like looking at the rosters. I did like Team Shaq the best, for the record. And we'll go over it a bit here who's on the teams. But that was my first inclination. I looked. I was like, I like the Team Shaq team. Like, and Shaq is the type of guy that likes to win everything. He likes to talk smack to people. So I was like, you know what? Team Shaq have the type of dudes that are, like, built for an All-Star game. But the problem is the oddsmakers saw the same thing I did. Team Shaq are plus 130 favorites to win the All-Star tournament. Team Chuck are plus 190. Team Kenny plus 350. And they screwed over Candace Parker, Team Candace, plus 750. Yeah. she's coaching the Rising Stars. So the rookies and sophomores have a team that'll be in the tournament. Like, they're going to match up against, you know, they're going to have their own little mini all-star team in the tournament, except they got screwed over. They had Victor Wembanyama on the team, and Wembanyama is in the real all-star games, and he won't play them both. So they lost Wembanyama. It's like, so you give Candace Parker all the kids. Let's bring in, speaking of the kid, here's Tony Finn. The kid is hot tonight.
Yes.
Tony, the kid Finn in the house. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how are you guys doing? I'm just arriving back from Kansas City.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough trip, Tony.
It was, well, I went before the game. And I left after the game, and it was everything was pretty good, really. Actually, it really didn't faze too many of the fans. They're disappointed, obviously, but I thought maybe the players were disappointed. They should be. Nothing's changed. I mean, they've now they didn't get their three-peat, which I didn't think. Guys, listen, I couldn't support the Eagles, or maybe better said, I couldn't play against Mahomes and what he's done, what the Chiefs and Andy Reid have been able to accomplish with teams very similar to this one. This one probably reminded me more of the team that played Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. If you remember how Mahomes struggled, he was running for his life most of the game. So, again, offensive line issues for the Chiefs. So, you can't spend all your money. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
before Super Bowl, right, before a big game, like even teams that have been there before.
Yeah.
It's almost easy to say in hindsight after, but, you know, I saw them. I was at the media night, so I saw, like, every player walking around, and they're on the podium. And like, yeah. And the Chiefs were super, super loose.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
But in hindsight, they're almost too loose. I think they thought, whatever, yeah, we're just the Chiefs, we're going to show up, and we're going to win, you know?
But...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. So like we were saying, it's one of these weekends this weekend. You got the Four Nations face-off. That's going to take center stage on Saturday. Along with college basketball, you got some big-time college basketball games going on as March Madness is around the corner, and it's NBA All-Star weekend. A weekend that continues to lose its luster even more and more and more and more on a yearly basis. And out of desperation, they came up with this format, and this is a stupider one than even, like, this is, like... It's not that hard, like East versus West. It really isn't, like, number one. Number two, if you don't want to go East versus West, you want to make it interesting, and, you know, I would say the players would care, but I don't know, right? I really don't know. NBA players really don't seem to care about very much besides themselves. So, like, you look at hockey here, guys, these guys are like, you know, they're playing like it's game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals in this tournament. If you made it USA versus the world, I think it would be a little bit more interesting, at least. I think some players would be into it. But the format, the way it is now, it's just like, all right, it's freaking confusing. It's overwhelming. This team, that team. Like, and then, like, we didn't even get into the rookie sophomore stuff, Cam. Like you said, you got what? Team Lynn, team this, team that. Like, who doesn't have a team?
Exactly.
Like,
you know what I mean?
It's like Team Tibet. Like, who doesn't have a team in this thing?
Jeremy,
like,
Lin is, representing,
you know,
the,
like,
G,
how many celebrities?
What?
Like, why is Jeremy Lin part of this?
I agree.
Like, you know, like, what do we need Jeremy Lin here for? It's like, well, what's Jeremy Lin here for? I don't want to be a jerk, but I'm like,
said,
why is Jeremy Lin involved in this? Like, that's what I would have.
I'm like, Mitch Richmond was a legend.
I'd say, how about we get Dr. J or Magic Johnson or something instead? How's that? How about we get Larry Bird? Like, I'd have a whole list. I'd be like, you know, living legends. I'd be like, listen, guys.
Yeah,
these are living legends. All right. I don't want to see Jeremy Lin here at the All-Star game.
Lin
coaching
70.
Some team. So he's, give me Dr. J or somebody, you know? Like,
Lin said, and he's got the G League team. It's like, why are you, exactly? First thing I said is, why are you
G
here?
G Leaguer. Like, he's a G Leaguer, so he gets a G League team.
It's unbelievable. It is sweet. Right, rock bottom. rock
time, time's flying by here, so I'm going to ask Tony. Yeah. We got Dave Delano. We got Big Card Julio coming up here still. Took Tony like 10 minutes to figure out to get his headset on.
Out of long gone, yeah.
Yeah. Well, 6-0 for the San Francisco.
My 10 air paces. What?
6-0 for the San Francisco Dons early right now, Tony, on Gonzaga. What do you think about this game?
I got to, I have the Dons plus 15 in this game. I don't think, listen, the Bulldogs have been pretty atrocious against the spread, against the number this year. I don't have the exact number. I read it, and I just put it aside because they are Gonzaga. But this isn't the same team. And the Dons are a good team. I mean, they're not chopped liver. Look at the record. It's played a little soft schedule, but Gonzaga plays the same schedule. They're going to be tough. But give me 15 in the Dons, man, tonight. Especially, what are they up now? 14-0? Made both extra points?
No, 6-0.
Six.
Yeah, two field goals, Tony.
What's the joke? Like, you're a football team now?
The joke, right.
Well, the best.
Yeah. I mean, the joke is probably that the Gonzaga decided to stay in their conference. I thought they would probably, with the super conferences starting to form, I thought they would probably exit there. And I thought the Big 12 was probably their landing spot, but they didn't take it.
All right, so we got other late-night college basketball. You like anything tonight, Tony? You got a bunch of games going on here right now. And we got a Hawaii game coming up here tonight as well.
I have UC Irvine. I like Irvine against Gauchos. I think the Gauchos, I mean, drinking a little bit of the local media, there's Kool-Aid, should I say. This team has a nice record, but they've been very fortunate. If you look at their ATS numbers, number two, you'll find that they've been more than fortunate. They probably could have lost three or four more games than they have right now. And this UC Irvine team is elite defensively and is capable offensively, and they're at home. And they're coming off a game where it was a bad, bad loss for them. And I like them tonight by double digits. I like them first half and second half. That's the way I played it. First half line minus 6, second half line minus 10.
Other games going on here right now. Pepperdine up on San Diego. I said Pacific are just pasting Loyola Marymount right now. And here's an upset here too, Tony. Portland up by 7 on the Beavers tonight. Beavers, Beavers are on the bubble too. They can't afford this. They can't lose this game. They got 12 minutes left to come back. They got to win this game.
No, it's going to be a tough spot. What do you do if you're Oregon State watches. What do you do? Where are you at? You're going to the Mountain West. It's just an absolute mess. And you got to feel like a redheaded stepchild, don't you? If you're one of those two programs. And I don't know if they've talked to anybody. I haven't read if they've talked to anyone. And here they are. Still playing hard, still drawing the fans. The fans still support them. But we've talked, Gabe, you and me and Cam, we've talked about the Pac-12 for a half a dozen years, 5 years. Half a decade, and we knew this was eventually coming because they didn't really have any leadership in the office, in the conference office, and they didn't really have a dominant team, not in football or basketball. Yeah,
they're coming back. Well, they have dominant teams. They got really good when it blew up at the end. Right? I mean,
they did get a little better. But I've mentioned it many times. If you don't have a Pete Carroll, you don't have a when Pete Carroll was in the Pac-12, you know, the program, he may have cheated as, you know, better than anybody else. And blatantly, in my mind, and players didn't even admit to it. But when you have that and you have an Alabama, it just makes your conferences better. Everyone's striving to be as good as you. And listen, for the last decade, you name me one Pac-12 team, basketball or football, that really stood out. And I can't even think of one. That's bad. Because we live out here. Well,
Arizona, they went to the bowl game. Washington went to the national championship.
The Washington Huskies made to the national championship last year.
Yes, they did.
That stood out.
But still, it didn't stand up to me. It didn't stand up to me. I mean, I know what you mean. They were a good team.
Well, but basketball is a different story. No one's won since Arizona, which is pretty crazy.
Right.
But you know what? People don't bring it up. When's the last time someone from the Big Ten won? Michigan State in 2002 or something like that, right? It was 2002, whatever. All right, Tony. Yeah, so a follow Tony fan, big weekend of college basketball coming up. And don't forget, Tony's a hockey expert as well. He goes to Vegas Golden Knights.
I am.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pistol players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Gonzaga and the Dons off and running right now in Spokane. Slow start for Gonzaga right now. The total's plummeted a little bit. Here we're waiting for a spot to jump in on the in-game over. As the total right now is 145.5. We did have a football score. Following Tony Finn's incredibly unfunny bad jokes. Like, you know, there's some people like, you know, they say they have dad jokes and stuff like that.
Yes.
Tony Finn doesn't have dad jokes. He's got like old grandpa jokes that like you just sort of, he's at the end of the table and you know, people are sort of like, did anyone understand what he meant? And be like, no, like people just sort of keep on eating and drink the wine and sort of, you know.
Northern San Francisco. She's like, what? Like, yeah, like, the guy's amazing. He kills me, Gabe. He kills me. No, it's a good time to jump in on Gonzaga, though, buddy. Like, that's the one thing. Like, so you're laying 15. You see 9, 9.5, 10.5. Like, right now, Gabe, it's 9-2 early in the game. So, yeah, I think now you're getting even a better number. Long basketball game. So I might hit it one more time.
Yeah, 9-2 right now. Actually, they just scored. So 9-4, total 145.5. So a strong start for San Francisco. Looks like a madhouse in the gym here tonight. Great energy rocking. Gonzaga just 18-7 on the season, right? They're not the normal, you know, dominant Gonzaga team that have been in past years, but still a tough place to play. And as we mentioned, San Francisco have gotten tattooed on the road a couple of times this year. So speaking of getting tattooed, Team USA gets it done this evening. Big time win. Listen, we were on the fence plus 2.5 goals. We were feeling really good about our chances. It was 1-1. Looked like Finland could legitimately win the game outright, but the USA played disciplined hockey. They didn't take penalties, right? In the past, USA hockey have gotten undisciplined in some of these tournaments, and Finland were agitating them quite a bit, too, and they didn't fall for it. And Finland were the ones that kept on, ended up getting called for the penalties, ended up in the box, and the USA... USA capitalized, took advantage of it. An impressive performance for Team USA. There hasn't been any subsequent line movement, really, for the game now. On Saturday night, USA and Canada and Montreal, it's going to be quite the spectacle. And I would say that, you know what, that it's not anticlimactic, but they could play each other again later in the week in Boston next week. The thing is, though, the loser of the game could end up getting bounced, actually. Mm-hmm. Right? This isn't the playoffs. There's no, right? There are shootouts and stuff. So, like, everything's going to get decided when it's all said and done. And, you know, you don't really have a lot of room for error here. So this is a massive game between USA and Canada. Oftentimes, it's like, yeah, it's a big game, but whatever. They're going to play each other in a couple of days, almost like an SEC conference championship or something. It's like, yeah, whatever. They're going to play each other again in 2 weeks. It's not a guarantee they ended up playing each other again after. So massive game on Saturday night. The ticket is a super hot ticket. It's like $500-$600 minimum price to get into Montreal. The atmosphere is going to be freaking lit on Saturday in Montreal. And speaking of atmospheres being lit, Gonzaga have gone on a run right now. 11-11. The Zags have gone on a run. The in-game total's back up to 147.5. Gonzaga now laying 12.5. We did jump in on Irvine. Irvine are now laying 5.5. They're up 22-21 on Santa Barbara. We got Irvine in a money line parlay. And there is an NBA basketball game going on. One more here before they go to the All-Star weekend in San Francisco. The Clippers and the Utah Jazz are tied 108-108 right now with under 10 seconds left. I'm not watching the game. I'm watching the San Francisco game and Gonzaga right now. But we got one last NBA game before the break. I think we got Dave Delano ready to step up. And Dave, are you ready to rock? Good to see you, Dave. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to go. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. It's sort of, you know, going into a slower sports weekend, Dave. I was talking about it. NBA's off this weekend. You got the NBA All-Star stuff, which is very confusing from a handicapping standpoint as well, with all these different teams and this and that, and what's the format. For the record, if you guys see the totals are like 72.5 in these games, they're it's the first to 40. So it's the first team to 40 points. It's not really a clock. It's the first team to 40 points. So therefore, you get like these 72.5s and stuff, which is kind of weird. We'll hit it on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Thursday Night Throwdown continues. This is Sports Rage. We're trying to, we're in scramble mode right now, trying to get our under money back after USA and Finland goes over by half a puck. We had under 6.5. It ends up getting to 7. We did pull the trigger on the UCLA women tonight. UCLA women, number one ranked team in the country, taking on the 6th ranked team, Trojans, in Los Angeles. All LA battle here, big time, like the biggest women's basketball game ever in LA. And Juju Watkins is going off. I want to see how many points she's got now. Like, she had like 25 points in the first half or so. But the UCLA Bruins are winning the game, and we are on the UCLA Bruins on the money line in this game. All right, we got Dave Delano in the house. What is Dave? Bunch of college basketball going on here in the late night hours, including San Francisco and Gonzaga, sort of the primetime game right now. I just jumped in on the Beavers, guys. They're down by 4. They were like 7.5-point road favorites, and I got plus 1.5 with them right now. What do you think about all these games going on right now, Dave? Anything catch your eye?
Well, I don't have any action on the current games going on, but one I was looking at before, I'd say that I have thoughts on, that UC Santa Barbara Irvine. I'm not sure what the live line is, but I did like Santa Barbara when they were +8 before the game started. I'm not sure what the live score is, but I mean they can definitely shoot the lights out. So that was a lean, but I'll tell people here as we're going into this Friday, as we're talking, I know nobody wants to lose money. You know, some people got bills to pay, maybe one to pay for a Valentine's Day. But in the spirit of Valentine's Day, this Friday card, if you're watching this for the first time, this is one of those cards that could get you in trouble. It's kind of like walking into a bar lonely on Valentine's Day. And first of all, there's not a lot of women in the bar. Dave. Not a lot of good looking women in the bar, but you start looking around and you're like, maybe I can make something work here, but be careful. You're right. You know, definitely better options on Saturday.
It feels like Mac football, Gabe. Tonight, like, I'm looking at the games, you know, we got the Gauchos and this and that. You know what I mean? It's one of those nice years. It could be bonanza or it could be trouble. Dave's on to something here, buddy. Good call.
No, but Dave, those are the best nights to go out, actually, when I was younger. Right, because anybody that's out is literally single. Right?
Good call.
So there's the Valentine's, there's Christmas Eve, Christmas night's another one too. Bars are full of lonely drunks on Christmas Eve and Christmas night. So tomorrow's card, Columbia and Dartmouth, Mount St. Mary's, Niagara, St. Louis, Loyola. So it's Ivy League Friday tomorrow night. There generally has been a pretty cool Big Ten game of the week, though, Dave, on Friday nights on Fox. And tomorrow night, we got UCLA and Indiana. Indiana coming off the big win against Michigan State the other night after denying Izzo the record. This UCLA team, they lost Illinois the other night, but they came back. They backdoored it here. UCLA, I see 1.5-point road favorites on the road. That's the game of the night tomorrow night.
Yeah, I like Fortis. Well, I haven't bet on this one yet, but I like UCLA in this spot. I know it's always hard betting on a road team in the Big Ten. Indiana has been a tough handicap this year. They're a team that can really make you look bad either way. They've had some nights where they just haven't shown up. They're coming off of a big win, though. They denied Izzo from passing Bobby Knight in the Big First.
And now, though, Dave, that Woodson's going, kids on the team could like him and stuff, right? And, it's one of those, you've seen that before where, we're firing the coach and the coach goes on a run late in the season.
But I also like what UCLA's been doing, too. I mean, since their coach, about a month ago, where he said he was the toughest guy on the team, he can't be the toughest guy. He got a lot of criticism and backlash for those comments, but his players have responded, even though they're coming off of a loss. I like how UCLA's been playing. I just trust the consistency of UCLA a little bit more, so I'm leaning UCLA. If this was a Saturday where I had maybe 70 games to choose from, I'd probably pass on it. But if you're looking at this, at least for me, it's UCLA or pass for me.
Now, last Saturday was a pretty epic Saturday in college basketball. Kind of got buried by Super Bowl weekend a little bit, but especially in the SEC, Dave, and I know, listen, you're in Texas, so, you hear all about this. First time ever that it's number one versus number two in the SEC with two SEC teams going head-to-head, and we got this Iron Bowl style, iron court. Auburn and Alabama, game in Tuscaloosa. What do you think about the big showdown on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, well, you got the lines up there. That's a high total with 171.5. But if you like points, I know things that can tighten up in these conference games, but it's hard to not go with the over. We've got the number one and number two team in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency going against each other. Alabama likes to run up and down the court. I think that it's a high-scoring game that I take the over on, and I'm also leaning Auburn. I know that it's a home game for Alabama. Alabama, a high-volume three-point shooting team. It's hard to really nitpick. Both of these teams do so many things well, but Auburn does shoot the ball better. Also give them, in my opinion, I'll give them a slight coaching edge. It's really a toss-up game, but a little bit of a better price on Auburn. I think Auburn's the best team in the country right now, so I would back Auburn in the spot.
Yeah, I was going to say, Auburn, if you're looking at like the, and I'm not a big bracketology this and that and stuff, but there are a lot of good teams this year going to be battling to get into the tournament. But it seems right now that the consensus is, Dave, that the Auburn Tigers like are the one seed of all one seeds, right? The overall one seed. They're the co-favorites to cut down the nets right now. Auburn's plus 400, but don't look now, Delano. The Duke Blue Devils are really starting to put it together. Right, and Duke are plus 400 right now to win the championship. Then there's a drop off to Bama plus 900. The Houston Cougars at 10-1. I like this Houston team a lot. What do you think of 10-1 for the Houston Cougars? Because the number's only really going to go down as the year goes on here.
Houston's been such a great team at home. I think, though, when they get into the tournament for some reason, I mean, Houston, they're great defensively, but I think that we're going to see, again, they're probably going to get to the Elite Eight and probably fall short in a game. But as you're talking about the Blue Devils, a team that a lot of people aren't thinking about, I know they're a very long shot to win it, but maybe to win the ACC, a team that just took out Duke last week. I really like how the Clemson Tigers are playing right now. When you're looking at road teams to back, we may get some good value with them being on the road. I don't know the line yet for this game against Florida State on Saturday. They beat Florida State pretty good the first time. But this Clemson team, they're led by four seniors, really experienced. They play well on both ends. They play no matter where they're playing. They've been playing well, even on the road. I don't know what that spread is for them against Florida State just yet, but I think that Clemson could be a good team to back there. And right now, I think it's about plus 1,000 to win the ACC tournament. If you're looking for a dark horse, I could kind of see them being similar to that North Carolina State team last year that could make some noise in the ACC tournament and also in the NCAA tournament. So I like
both. Speaking of Houston, guys, we got a really underrated game on Saturday. I don't know how you guys are leaning, but Houston's going into Arizona, and Arizona's actually kind of figuring it out at home. They've had some wins. That's a very, very underrated game. Any leans there, Dave?
Do we have a spread on that one just yet? I mean, I would initially probably lean initially with the home, I probably would lean Arizona. I mean, Houston right now, I wouldn't go against them against anybody on their home floor. But on the road, I mean, in college basketball, in a matchup like that, I know it's going to be rocking in Arizona. I probably would lean Arizona. I mean, we got a great slate. As bad as I said that this Friday slate is, we've got some great games on Saturday in college basketball overall.
You know, it's crazy. Houston are 12-1 in conference play, but Arizona are right there, 11-2.
Yep.
It's a big-time game. Houston are just so tough.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Like their mental toughness. But like you said, every time they get into the tournament, there's always some game where they get stuck in the mid-50s and they just don't have enough firepower. Is this going to be different? Dave Delano, hitthepick.com. Get sports strong. Thanks, Dave.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's a night of upsets on the college hardwood right now. Pacific were underdogs on the road tonight. They were getting like 11. Loyola Marymount, they're winning 83-56 with under a minute left. They're about to win as double-digit underdogs. Portland at home, they were getting like 7.5, 8, 8.5 against the Beavers. Portland are about to win 73-64. Although, you know what? There's still about 3.5 minutes left in this game. So they haven't won the game yet, but They are up by 9 points right now, 73-64. We jumped in on the Beavers plus 1.5, but Portland scored a couple of points immediately following. We got a close one at the half right now with UC Irvine and UC Santa Barbara. And the Anteaters are up 32-31 right now. They were laying 7.5 in this game. They're currently laying 7.5 right now. The total is 139.5 as we go to the half. All right, we got the best of X. We'll bring in Big Card Julio momentarily. Roll the tape, Tommy. So last night, Mitch Marner of the Toronto Maple Leafs scored the winning goal against Sweden in overtime, and somebody unearthed a picture of a younger Mitch Marner holding up a Swedish T-shirt. That actually is Mitch Marner as a kid, too. So that's not just some kid. That is Mitch Marner.
I love Swedish girls.
I love Swedish girls, says Mitch Marner. So look at Mitch Marner as a kid. Kid's been a troublemaker since day one. Like, turns out, I can't help but think, too, of course, Mitch Marner scored, and that is a real picture of him, but I told a story, it was a couple of years, it was 2 summers ago. I don't think it was this past summer, I think it was 2 summers ago, but I was in Kelowna, British Columbia, which is a nice resort town. Like, it's very upscale, and basically, like 25, I don't know, dude, like 25, 50% of NHL players seem to all have places there, like in the summer. It's where like NHL players ride around on their fancy boats and get lit up and play golf and stuff like that. So I was there in Kelowna for a weekend, and it was Sunday morning, and I was in the airport in Kelowna. It's a small little airport there. And I'm just sort of like, I'm kind of hungover, and I got my head down, my eyes are closed and stuff, and I just hear paging Mr. Marner. And then I hear paging Mr. Bunting. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm like, Marner and Bunting. I'm like Mitch Marner and Bunting of the Maple Leafs. So I'm sitting there, and then finally, you know, the lady starts getting aggressive over the loudspeaker. Mr. Mitch Marner, Mr. Michael Bunting, your plane is departing, right? And I'm like, oh man, it's the Leafs, right? It's the Leaf guys. And I was thinking about it. I was like, it must be nice to be rich and not care about missing your flight. We're like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? They just got to get another one after. So I was in the airport and I posted it online. I said, I think Mitch Marner and Michael Bunting just missed their plane in Kelowna. And I didn't mean to throw them under the bus, but it got picked up online by, of course, because the Leafs and whatever, and all these people picked it up. And it turned out that Michael Bunting got married that weekend in Kelowna. So I was bang on, and it must have had a really good time because they all missed their plane on the way out of Kelowna after. And fast forward to Mitch Marner scores the winning goal last night. Let's bring in Big Card Julio. How'd you do tonight, Julio, with the USA route? I tell you, that was you're a big soccer guy. That game, man, was like a soccer game. It was like 1-1, totally tight. Next thing you know, like, the wheels just fell off, man, for Finland. Unbelievable. It was 1-1 late in the second. How'd you do betting-wise? All right, we've got to get Julio's audio up going here. We got you now, Julio. Each one of our guests tonight, it seems, in the last, like...
Can you hear me? We're the guys.
Now, okay.
Like, took Tony Finn 10 minutes to like put a headset on somehow. He's spinning around.
And it's so loud. It's like crack. It sounds like every time he touches something, it's like bang, 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 bang. It's like fireworks, man. I'm like, whoa. Slow down, Tony.
All right. Yes. We got Big Car. I believe we have Julio now. What's going on, Julio?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Hello. There you go. Happy Thursday, all right. Julio.
Happy Thursday. I love international hockey, and thoughts and prayers to anyone who had under 5.5 and or 6.5 goals. I took under 7.5 in game, and as soon as the first goal came in for the Finns in the first period, and I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, I smashed the under 6.5, Julio. I double-clicked it by accident. I didn't mean to smash it. So I bet it twice, actually, and pretty big. And I realized it like sort of in the second period, and I thought, all right, I could sort of abandon ship, or I could sort of chip away and play. I could get out of this if I wanted to. But the total went all the way down to 4.5 in game, and I was feeling pretty good about it. I thought, you know what, they might get to 5. Even when it was 1-1, I wasn't locked in. I was like, they might get to 5. They could get to 6, maybe. Like, could turn into 2-2, or next thing you know, it's 4-2 or something. But for the love of God, man, from 1-1 to 6-1 like that, yeah, that was brutal, Julio. The only thing that saved me, too, I had a small piece of under 7.5, but it's not a lot of consolation now.
Well, my question is, are we going to get a goal fest in the dramatic drama Saturday night, hockey night in Montreal, USA, Canada? I'm thinking over 1.5 goals. I'm seeing over 6.5 at plus money being offered. That's my early gut feelings for USA, Canada on Saturday night.
Look, there's been 2 games in this tournament so far. Both the games have gone over 1.5 in the first period. And both the games have ended up going over the number. I'm an under better. I keep getting burnt here on this, but I have a really hard time, Julio, like betting an under in this game. You know, you got Binnington for Team Canada. The USA are going to score, I would imagine, 2 or 3 times. Like, I think you're going to need 4 goals to win the game. Like, I think it's a 4-3 type of game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Pepperdine up 81-79 on San Diego. The Dons, strong first half for the Dons. All the talk, I said, listen, these guys are good, but they get blown out on the road all the time. They're not getting blown out tonight. They're up by 5 right now, 36-31 on Gonzaga. We jumped in on an in-game over 154.5 here. Julio's a big college basketball bettor. Julio, any late-night action for you this evening? And we got the Hawaii game coming up as well.
Nothing on the late night card, focusing on tomorrow's big game, Mount St. Mary's and Niagara. So I've been looking at that pretty hard the last few hours.
Big game for who?
Yeah, it's just
in the Mac.
What's your pick?
For my bankroll, picking Niagara minus two. I like Niagara.
Normally that sentence doesn't end very well, I got to tell you. With the history of Niagara basketball. Speaking of which, though, actually, USC have gone on a run. I thought I was going to win this bet on the way out. UCLA had the lead, man, but a big run by the USC women right now in the fourth quarter. They've outscored them 15-5 in the fourth quarter. There's 2.5 minutes left right now, 2:50 to be exact, and USC now have a 5-point lead on the number one ranked team in the country. This would be a big-time win, big-time win. For them. All right, so Julio, what are your best bets for college baseball set to begin? Listen, Major League Baseball pitchers and catchers have reported and all that type of stuff, but the college baseball season starts this weekend. What are you doing, Julio? What do you got for us? What are your best bets on the way out here?
Over 1.5 goals, USA Canada first period, and I'm going to roll the dice with the over 6.5 goals at plus value. Both teams to score over 2.5 goals in the Manchester City Newcastle match. I mean, Manchester City can't stop anything defensively, especially late in the game, so that should be a good one. Niagara -2. We're going to the futures board with the Maine Black Bears at 12-1 to win the Frozen Four, and Denver 6-1 to win the Frozen Four. Both teams to score: Crystal Palace, Everton, English Premier League at even money, and Manchester United +162 against Tottenham in the English Premier League. And college basketball on the way out, over 138, Hawaii and Long Beach State.
Man, I'm going to take the Michigan Wolverines tomorrow, +4.5 runs against the Virginia Cavaliers. Baseball, Michigan and Virginia going head-to-head early. I see FanDuel has a full slate of baseball tomorrow. So that's the type of weekend it's going to be this weekend, guys. You got the Four Nations face-off. You got college baseball, which is game ones of the season. So... and then you got the NBA All-Star Game and a rookie rising sophomore challenge and all this stuff. It's a challenging weekend, Julio, this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just waiting for spring football to arrive, and that's just more games to add to the slate.
Yeah. Spring football's around the corner. Actually, I had Luis Perez on the show last week, quarterback. This guy, he's got a book coming out called The Spring King, which he really is kind of the Spring King. He's the champion. He won the championship with the Arlington Renegades. He's going to be back in camp, and won the Division II national championship as well. This guy wins, Luis Perez. I was thinking about that, Julio. I'm going through a little football betting withdrawals already here too. You know, this is the only time of the year now where there's no football. It's going to be, you know, a couple of weeks until we get into the UFL. Once the UFL starts, it's a smooth transition into the CFL, and then the CFL right into college football and the NFL. So these are the couple of weeks that we have to live without football, Julio.
Yeah, and well, it's a good thing with Saturday's college basketball slate with over 200 some odd games. There's plenty of games to whet people's appetites. I'm just grateful there's soccer as well, so I can try to make a little coin. Eggs are expensive these days, so gotta make what I can.
What, $3.99 a carton? This guy, eggs are expensive. $4.99. Sorry, oh, I'm sorry.
That's expensive. Here in the stateside, it's pretty getting ridiculous. Eggs. Game.
I didn't realize the egg market was blowing up. Anyway, Gabe, just watching the golf.
Now the chickens are coming back to hatch, so to speak.
Yeah.
What's that,
Gabe?
Good
point. Yes. Lowry, 55-1. That made a nice little move today. Great price for a guy that loves cold weather and rain.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.